O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Genesis 32, verses 3 through 8, and 22 through 30. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's Word as we listen to The Wrestling by Brandon Collins, Richie Fike, and Travis Ryan. In a parallel to today's passage about Jacob's confrontation with God, the text of this song describes many ways in which we fight against the Lord. The chorus emphasizes how great His love is for us, that even when we push away, He refuses to let us go.
And call. Genesis 32, verses 3 through 8 and 22 through 30. And Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau, his brother, in the land of Seir, the country of Edom, instructing them, "Thus you shall say to my lord Esau, thus says your servant Jacob, I have sojourned with Laban and stayed until now. I have oxen, donkeys, flocks, male servants, and female servants. I have sent to tell my lord, in order that I may find favor in your sight." And the messengers returned to Jacob, saying, "We came to your brother Esau, and he is coming to meet you, and there are 400 men with him." Then Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed. He divided the people who were with him, and the flocks and herds and camels, into two camps, thinking, "If Esau comes to the one camp and attacks it, then the camp that is left will escape." The same night he arose and took his two wives, his two female servants, and his 11 children, and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. He took them and sent them across the stream, and everything else that he had. And Jacob was left alone. And a man wrestled with him until the breaking of the day. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he touched his hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day has broken." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." And he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." Then he said, "Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with men and have prevailed." Then Jacob asked him, "Please tell me your name." But he said, "Why is it that you ask my name?" And there he blessed him. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, saying, "For I have seen God face to face, and yet my life has been delivered."
Our passage features a wrestling match, but not the fun and playful kind of dads with their kids, yet wonderful nonetheless. It's a struggle to know God and to be changed by Him. It's full person engagement. Somebody has said that our arms are too short to box with God, so He wrestles with us. He won't leave you as you are. He wounds us to heal us. And in our struggle, we move from self-reliance to greater reliance on Him. Like Jacob, who prepared to meet Esau, who wanted to settle old scores with his twin brother. Jacob, years earlier, had persuaded Esau to fork over his natural birthright for a bowl of stew. He took Isaac's property from Esau, and Esau was furious, and so he plotted to kill his brother Jacob. And 20 years later, Jacob faces not a peace party, but Esau's army. And while alone, as he prepared to meet his brother, Jacob was pounced on by a mysterious opponent in the night. The visitor accommodated himself to Jacob. And verse 25 says, "And when he saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, the man touched his hip. He struck at his strength, at his core." And exhausted and broken then, Jacob clung to the man, and he says, "I will not let you go until you bless me." You see, though Jacob had relied on his own strategizing and cunning throughout his life, God was now bringing him to the end of himself and to Him. Scholar Bruce Waelke has said, "Jacob's ambition to achieve through his own wit and strength is transformed to an ambition to achieve through prayer and faith." And so we, on whom God has fixed His love, at one time or another, we find ourselves ambushed by the Lord in what Frederick Buechner called magnificent defeat. We are marked by grace so that we cling to Him. You see, Jacob had tried to control and bargain with God, but now he simply can hold on to God's loving kindness. And so, friends, what are you wrestling with? Are you losing a battle with a bad habit or a compulsive thought process? This teaches you to hold on through prayer, even when you don't feel like praying. Well, then the Lord renames him. He says, "Your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and men and prevailed." You see, God had to deal with his spiritual self-reliance and ours. This means he names us as his, and he gives us an identity as we wrestle with who we are and who God is. So Jacob names the place Peniel, which means, "I have seen the face of God." and yet my life was delivered. I was spared. 2 Corinthians 4 tells us that we've seen God in the face of Jesus Christ. As the perfect Israelite, he struggled with God immensely in the Garden of Gethsemane. And yet Jesus was touched far more profoundly than Jacob, not just on his hip, but in his entire life. And by his stripes, we are healed. And so wrestle with him. Bring your struggles to him in prayer and hold on to him for a blessing. Your Lord may wound you, causing you to limp in order to heal you and to lead you to him.
Close now with this old Anglican prayer. Father, what we know not, teach us. What we have not, give us. What we are not, make us. For the sake of your Son, our Savior. Amen.